Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge with us. Internationally renowned Dr. Kimberly stands as a pioneering consultant and inventor in the field of medical technology, specializing in frequency-based innovations. Her extraordinary ability to weave optimal timelines through conversation and her very unique frequency resonance are catalysts for radical shifts in your reality. With a groundbreaking process, she infuses frequencies into various mediums, even images. Among her most sought-after services is the use of advanced technology to scan all aspects of your life, including the beliefs and programming that may be impeding your pursuit of your deepest desires. Dr. Kimberly McGeorge was last with me about a year ago. Kimberly, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
How have you been?
I have been wonderful. How have you been, George?
Good. How did you get started in all this?
It's blessing and a curse. So, when I was middle-aged and a single mother of, four children, I wasn't doing very well in my health, and I discovered biofeedback. And thanks to the advances in technology, now we can hold, quantum technology and biofeedback in the palm of our hand and our tablets and our cell phones. And so I started experimenting with the programming of the software and just kind of applying it differently than anyone had up till now. And because I am psychic and I worked in the paranormal field, I kind of went way off into secret space and, like I said, programming and beliefs. And it's just been, kind of evolving since then. As I learn about things, I kind of program it to the back end of the software. And since we're all radio towers and every single thing we think and feel and all our diseases and our physical body and our emotions all broadcast from us. They've allowed us to have technology now and it's all able to be read. So like I tell my clients and students, what would you do if you could know anything past, present, or future about anyone, anytime, any place, would you want to know that? And they're like, absolutely. So I call myself the lazy psychic now, George, because I use technology.
I love it. Now, that's the blessing. What's the curse?
Well, the curse is just being psychic, period.
What do you think of the soul, Kimberly? How important is the soul to all of this?
Ooh, dug right in there, George. So,
bang. Well,
I was raised in a religious home. My dad's a pastor. And so it's a given. Everybody has a soul, right? But we have this little thing. I have family that works in the field of human cloning, which introduces a whole new discussion, of course, and I'm sure you've had people on here talking about that, about the soul. And, you know, so what I was brought up to understand, you know, from a religious, you know, base, you know, like what the body is and how it came to be and what the soul is, has been kind of shattered again, kind of through advances in technology and, you know, talking to people who work in it. And now I realize that this is an avatar and it might have a soul. It might have 100 souls. It might have human discarnates. It might have consciousness groups and it might be absolutely empty. And I think we can all agree we've met people that seem to be pretty empty these days, you know?
And do you agree that when we die, the soul takes off?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as far as, I think there's a lot of movies and TV programs that accurately depict what happens. Again, you know, I was taught that the second you die, you appear in, you know, only two places. You appear in heaven or you appear in hell. And now it's interesting because I believe everyone appears next to their body, you know, no matter whether they die a peaceful death or a tragic death. And then we give over so much of our free will to other beings, other philosophies, other people. And now I believe it's absolutely our choice. You know, guess what? We can decide to stay around for 3 weeks and, you know, support our family. I mean, we've all had pets and people pass and we're like, gosh, it's like they're still here. I feel their presence. I swear they're still here. And because I can see human discarnates and pets that have passed over, they are often still here. And they deliberately, with their free will, which is amazing and comforting, they choose to stay around us. I think it's absolutely wonderful that we can make that choice to support our loved ones.
When we fall asleep, when we dream, mm-hmm. what happens to our soul, to our body?
You know, I love that you asked that because it's a perfect follow-up to your previous questions. If you want to know what death is, I've come to understand exactly what you just said. We die, in essence, every night because most of us, either by force, you know, consciousness transfer, again, technology that other military and other people are using on us, or by our own, again, you know, soul choices, we leave our body all the time, completely leave our body. And, you know, that's just what happens at death. So the fear of death is kind of interesting because we're not taught that we leave our body and we go to other realms, we go to other dimensions, we go to other timelines, we go to other places, and sometimes our body's taken too.
Unless we are lucid dreaming, Kimberly, our dreams are like episodes of life that we're part of, that we remember, some of us, but that you don't interject yourself if it's not a lucid dream. Is that a little like dying? I mean, are we just wandering around aimlessly in the death state?
You can be. I think it goes back to, so here's, again, a common misconception when I talk to people, and I used to have it too. I thought that we were like, at the time of death, I thought we were radically transformed into someone different, like either perfect or, you know, a new being. But the actual fact is, you know, if I were to pass in the next minute, you know, I'd be mid-sentence exactly.
Don't do that. Then I've got 2 hours to fill.
No, that would be fun. Maybe I will. I'm just kidding. But, you know, it's crazy, though, that, you know, we're actually the exact, you know, same person that we are. And so some people, due to their programming, due to how they were raised or not raised or educated about death or not educated about death, we get stuck in the fourth dimension, which is where people like my daughters and I, we see, just like Ghost Whisperer shows us, the TV show, we see these hundreds of people of all different, you know, dress and from all different ages and lives still wandering around. My daughter and I just ate at a restaurant downtown Winston-Salem, and it was an old factory. And if you read the reviews of this restaurant, it's so interesting. Everybody's talking about how it has this dead energy and how there's no life to it. But if you went in with your eyes, you wouldn't see any difference, you know, from this place than any other restaurant, you know, nice restaurant in Winston-Salem. But my daughter and I both had spirits standing around us. So we knew why people that couldn't necessarily, you know, see and have the gifts we had, why everybody could still feel, you know, this deadness. So beings do get stuck massively in the fourth dimension because they don't know where to go. Not everybody gets, you know, some people get intercepted. We've, you know, I'm sure you've had people talk about in between life, and a lot of people get intercepted in their innocence because they don't know. They get kidnapped, they get taken, they get deceived, they get conned. But a lot of people, they just leave alone, and they do. They wander around for thousands of years in the fourth dimension, not even really knowing how to get out. It's just really interesting.
Kimberly, what kind of entities try to mess with us in our dream or dying state?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess who doesn't? You know, of course, I have a now prevalent belief in life outside of this realm, you know, all sorts of ETs. I call this an open source video game. So who can't mess with us in our dying state? Your soul family could positively, you know, come in and assist, as a lot of people do meet loved ones or do meet, you know, soul family that they've been with in previous lives, or as I say, outside of the game. But also, you know, there's some of us are powerful and amazing and old souls. And there's many races that would love to literally kidnap us or borrow us or take us and then use us for their own purposes. So it's kind of like, who doesn't mess with us? I mean, it can be, you know, the Dracos. It could be many negative ET groups. It could be federations that want us, you know, for military operations because we've done military operations in the past. It could be, you know, just a smart previous human that, or a timeline enemy that wants to make sure that you don't have a great next life. So kind of the possibilities are endless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What would you say your specialty is? Somebody came to you and said, help me. What's the main thing you help them with?
Really, anything. My specialty, just because of my background as a naturopathic doctor, would probably be physical health, but absolutely programming, deprogramming. You know, if people say, what's stopping me? I do a lot of, what's stopping me from creating the life that I want? That's stopping me from making the income I want or attracting the love I want. I do a lot of that because it's so cool to be able to, and I run myself on the technology too, to get down to the subtle beliefs and programming that are running all the time that do stop us. You know, one of the things I bump into a lot when I scan people is something so common. It's the lack of self-love and self-nurture, the lack of feeling worthy. And so we're able to, you know, once you're aware that these programs are running, you might not consciously be thinking, I am not worthy. But if your subconscious is broadcasting that, then that's going to affect, you know, everybody you come in contact with is going to receive that broadcast, whether they're doing it consciously or not. So, you know, that's kind of my specialty. I'm really good at reading timelines. I'm really good at talking about the whole concept of soulmates. Everybody wants to know, you know, who their soulmate is, you know, when their soulmate's coming, if they've met a soulmate. You know, we talk a lot about that. People want to know a lot about love.
What is a soulmate? Because I've heard a lot of definitions of people who think they have a soulmate. They end up getting divorced or they break up or it doesn't work out. What is a soulmate?
You know, that's a little bit of a tricky question, and I think I'm learning new things to kind of explain that all the time. But to me, a soulmate is someone that you've definitely had past lives with most of the time. You can have a first-time soulmate, because obviously soulmate has to start in some life sometime. But as far as explaining it kind of like from a more frequency or quantum explanation, to me it's someone who is almost the same frequency as you are. So it doesn't mean they like the same things or they, you know, have the same taste or preferences or the same personality, but they're broadcasting on the same overall kind of bandwidth that you are. And there's this resonance, there's this understanding, there's this connection, because they're kind of like one step off from you. And so you can have many, many soulmates, because most of us, like you and I, George, are very, very old beings. We haven't lived thousands of lives. We've lived like quadrillions of lives because we're eternal beings. And we've lived a long time, and we're probably going to live a lot longer than this before we decide to go back to the all, if ever. And so we accumulate, you know, lots and lots and lots of soulmates. So when people say there's one soulmate, unless this is your first time here, unless you just came out of the all and came to the game and it's your first time here, you've got a lot of soulmates, and not just in this reality, but in parallel timelines and other realms. People, you know, I consider this a game realm, George, but what people don't know, a lot of people don't know, there's other game realms. And so some of your soulmates are in other game realms like this one. They're in another planet. They're in other ships, as in, you know, spaceships. Yeah, it gets really, really interesting. And of course, we know that a soulmate, and I know you've heard many people talk about this, you know, a soulmate can be in your pet. You know, pets have souls. Some pets have souls. Some pets don't have souls. Your soulmate can be your pet. Your soulmate can be your brother or your sister or your best friend or your uncle or your grandma. You know, it's not all romantic. But generally, when people ask about soulmates, they're asking about their romantic, you know, as you know, soulmate.
What makes the soulmate find you? Or do you find them?
You know, that's interesting. Some people do have contracts. I have friends that have had contracts with each other to meet up. Generally, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, the controllers of our reality aren't a big fan of soulmates meeting up, because if you're cognizant enough and wise enough and powerful enough to understand that you can make a plan to meet up in a certain reality, you're probably a threat to the status quo. You would become like a power couple or a superpower couple. And they're not really big fans of, you know, super awake, conscious people that have memory power couples. So generally, that's when we see the triangulation. That's when we start talking about alien love fight. That's when, you know, the military, the government, the controllers, the programming, the negative ETs step in and they're like, yeah. You guys might have met, but you aren't staying together. And so you mentioned divorce. Sometimes that is from within, but a lot of times it's a triangulation and manipulation from outside sources.
You've looked at entities, good and bad, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
What makes an entity good? What makes it bad?
Well, a term, it's called Johan, and it's a positive collective consciousness. So it's like, I explain it like little bubbles, like little soul bubbles of a sentient unembodied race, and it kind of clusters. And so people would consider this an entity. So when I see this positive group of, you know, bubbles, for lack of better words, inside people, it's super, super positive because this particular group loves to help humanity. They want to encourage your spiritual growth. They want to help you create what you want. You can literally work with them. And I see this in a lot of people. I also see kind of the negative group in a lot of people. But, you know, so then not only do you have this, like, kind of, you know, and you can also have another soul as well as this group. And it gets kind of complicated when you can really start looking at all the things inside people. But it's really cool if you have this group because you can ask them for help. It's almost, not quite, but almost like having a genie in a bottle. And so what we don't know can hurt us both ways. So then if you have a negative entity or a human discarnate, and many of the human discarnates that are hanging around in the fourth or fifth dimension that are jumping into bodies are not the positive ones, because the positive human discarnates are awake and they've moved on. They've created a reality. They've created a universe. They've gone back to their soul family. They're with their loved ones. They're not hanging around in the, you know, fourth dimension jumping bodies. So that's where we end up being jumped by, you know, negative entities and negative groups of consciousnesses and, you know, human discarnates, because they, you know, want to have the body because they don't know what else to do. They don't like being disembodied. They're going to grab a body. They're going to drink. They're going to have sex. They're going to, you know, do the stuff they did when they were living.
How do we get rid of the bad entities? Do we need help?
you really don't need help. You need knowledge. Sometimes you need help depending. Again, here's where the technology comes in handy, as well as anyone who has real psychic abilities. You can't solve what you don't see. If you don't know you have entities, you know, you might wonder why you're waking up tired, or you might, you know, I get jumped too, George, and I know when I get jumped. One of the signs of when I get jumped by a human discarnate is I get immediately tired. You know, I'm tracking along in my day, and all of a sudden I want to go and take a nap. And even I have to remember, oh, wait, I need to check. I'm probably jumped, and usually I am. And so a lot of this is, again, we aren't taught to treat these beings like we would treat you or I. Most of them are very open to the negotiation. Sometimes you can ask them to leave. Sometimes you can threaten, you know, to make them leave. And then sometimes you can, you know, kind of do not nice things in the astral.
How do they get to us, though, Kimberly? How do they attach themselves to us?
You know, it's because we aren't taught energy hygiene. So there's certain things that'll blow holes in your aura. A lot of people have done aura photos. For example, it's really interesting. People talk about, you know, I'll give you, you know, smoking marijuana blows holes in your aura. And my daughter dated a guy, and I got a picture of him outside a grocery store. And this is anybody, not just me with my abilities, George. In this picture, for some reason, it shows his aura that I had. And you can literally see this aura with, like, you know, Swiss cheese holes in it.
Jeez.
So we have this natural barrier of protection, but, you know, what we eat, you know, our food. I know you talked about food. I didn't listen, but I assume there was, you know, not all positive things about food. But we have so much, you know, nanotechnology and microtechnology and just junk, you know, in our food supply, no matter where it comes from. Affects our aura.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.